Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We open it up here on a Wednesday hump day, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Usually we do this show on Thursdays. Prior commitments tomorrow have moved it to today. Wrestle Talk with yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles. My sidekick, a brother, a mentor, Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh. 347-205-9631. You've lit the board already. We'll get to some of those questions. Appreciate the following. That's the great thing about this Mancini Media. A lot of crossover from different shows, Cleveland, Philly, all this rest, and that's what we like. And it's great that the listeners followed us building this thing for 15 years. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now. But like I said, Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, first of all, how are you from Pittsburgh?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mark. Thank you. It's like fall here or whatever in Pittsburgh here. We got temperatures like in the 40s or something. It was like cold out today. I'm like, wow. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how can people get a hold of you? And then we'll get into the topic, starting up with the WWE.
RalphWilliams737@gmail.com is my email. Facebook page, Ralph Williams. Twitter, Ralph Williams. And also my Sports Corner, The Way I See It, and a Wrestle Talk page on Facebook as well. That's how you can get a hold of me.
Okay, let's get into this as we now approach an 85. Boy, they love talking wrestling. I want to start it off with the WWE. We'll get into AEW and NXT and all that stuff, but we talked about in the pre-chat the Seth Rollins character. You think he's more like the Riddler here on Batman. I don't know what his character is lately. The last few weeks, it's been nothing short of a head-scratcher. Here we think he's going good. Then he comes out and he starts a war with Cody Rhodes. Then we think he's done with Kevin Owens. He reunites with Kevin Owens and the Usos to do that eight-man tag thing with RK-Bro and Cody Rhodes and, you know, Ezekiel or Eric or Elias or whoever you want to call it. But what are you getting with WWE? Do they not know how to use Seth Rollins because he has great mic skills? It's just bizarre the way this thing has been used the last few weeks.
Yes, it has, Mark. It's been very awful. I feel bad for Seth Rollins because he's a Grand Slam champion two times around, I believe. And I got to tell you, he's got a lot of, you know, he's a great wrestler. He's a good talker. He's good at what he does. And they got him acting like the Riddler or the Joker or some comedian or whatever, running around laughing and giggling. I liked his when he was his character of the Messiah. I liked that. That was nice when he had his team and everything. It was very good. There was a little faction there as the Messiah. And now they got him doing this thing, and then he's, like you said, reuniting with Kevin Owens, and then you got this Ezekiel thing going on, and Kevin Owens calling him a liar and all this other stuff. I think, and if you ever heard the song Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, and they say we're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, well, that's exactly what the WWE is right now. They're lost souls swimming in a fishbowl because they have no idea. But again, Conan says they made $1 billion last year. I don't know. I mean, you know,
right.
Something's up.
Well,
here.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. We're getting Rick from Delaware County, PA, chiming in. He said, you know, he wants to talk about the deal with New Day, what's going on with their thing. But Rollins' character needs a major change, and we've talked about that and bringing it right up. And, Rick, we appreciate you coming out of there from Delaware County, PA. And I'll let you chime in on that one too, Ralph. But, yeah, he's definitely right. I don't understand it. You know, they have these creative writers and everything for WWE. Lately, they've been, you know, nothing short of idiots, if you ask me. I mean, they just don't know how to run a stable. I mean, either you're going to put the guy over, he's going to be a face, or he's going to be a heel. But this in-between thing from week to week is kind of bizarre. Looks like they don't know what they're going to do with him, and now he's going back to a heel. Do you want to answer Rick's question out of Delaware County? Then we'll get into the New Day.
Well, I think Rick has a point. Seth Rollins' character keeps changing every time we turn around. You know, you blow your nose, and then you watch Raw the next time, and he's changing character or something. And I believe that their creative writers, whoever they are, I know Bruce Pritchard's there, and I was told Tyson Kidd, husband, Natalia's husband, is one of the writers now, and is involved in producing the shows. And so I don't know. I can't say. I know those two, as far as I know, are creative writers, and some of the producers are doing some of this stuff. And I think a couple other retired wrestlers, are doing it. Sanjay Dutt was doing it for a little while. He left and went to AEW. He's a manager now in AEW.
Well, yeah, and he had Vince Russo doing it for quite a while, and Paul Heyman, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Heyman was too. Vince Russo for years. In fact, Russo has a podcast, and he always makes his comments about WWE and AEW and stuff. I don't think he would ever come back to the WWE. I don't think Vince wants him back after he left for WCW that time. That's
right. Let's get into the New Day, and we're getting more and more comments as we're hitting now 1:30 live listens. God, we're not even 10 minutes into this show. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Right. Thank you, everybody.
We'll be back next Thursday. Same time, we'll be talking sports and mixed in with the wrestling. Hopefully we'll have Jim Frazier on that one too with us. A lot of people liked him and everything. So as we approach the 125 mark, let's talk about the New Day. This is another soured character, if you ask me. We know Big E's out. He's lucky he didn't break his neck all the way and get paralyzed. We'll find out when this thing heals. But, the whole Kofi Kingston thing, I think Kofi does better when he was on his own. And now we're getting a guy, Gary, out there from Macon, Georgia, chiming in saying, I got the original Kofi Kingston shirt when he first wrestled. Yeah, that's him in years ago. But, yeah, Kofi, and then you got this whole New Day thing. I don't know what it is. This has been rumored to break up for a while. What's your take on New Day?
I like New Day, Mark. I always have. I think they have worn out their welcome, just like all the other factions. Remember, we had the Shield, and we had the Corporation. We had DX. Eventually, they wear down. New Day's been one of the longest factions. They're still around. It's just sad that every time you turn around, Kofi's hurt. I heard he's got some kind of respiratory problem and might have to retire real soon. He's got something like that. And, now you got Xavier Woods. I don't know how much longer Xavier Woods can put up with the injuries he's been getting. And now you got Big E down. And Big E's been around a while, too. So, he's no spring chicken either. So what I'm saying is, and they've used the New Day for what they need to use them for. Big E was champion, Intercontinental champion. Kofi was champion. They've been tagged, 11-time tag team champions. Let's just, let them go out in the sunset, maybe do their own thing or something like that. Come up with something different for them. Again, I love the New Day, but it's just that every time they try to put them back together, they get hurt.
And I remember when they came out with the cereal boxes, years back, and then they came out with the Pancake Power T-shirts and all that. And,
and the ice cream stand.
The orange T-shirts wagon. In the day and everything, and now we're getting Tim from Waco, Texas, chiming in. He goes, man, you're bringing up memories, guys, with the New Day and all these things. T-shirts are expensive. He went to a house show not too long ago in Texas. T-shirts are up to $35 almost. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the only thing I can tell you, if you're going to buy a T-shirt, now... I got to tell you a little secret, Tim, out there in Waco and Ralph here. I came across an Edge T-shirt in the Salvation Army, and I think it cost me like $3. So
there you go.
The rated R superstar, done it all, won it all, and stuff like that. $3, but yeah, those T-shirts are expensive. Everything's gotten expensive across the board, Tim, out there in Waco. Hell, you go park, it's $30. You get a shirt, you buy a drink, a hot dog, and everything. We could sit here and run a show on inflation and sports. That would probably take 3 hours, Ralph and I. Ralph, any comment on the $35 shirt out there in Waco? And I guess the WWE's trying to gain their money back that when they were in Florida in that bubble.
Yeah, well, you know what? as I said before, they made a lot of money on that because they had, when they were in Florida and they had that, online thing and they had the fans online, they made a lot of money with that. They charged $15, I think, or 20 or something, depending on where you wanted to be on the, on that online thing there. And your face was up there on the screen and all that. That was, they made a lot of money on that. That was a nice idea by Vince McMahon to do that because he had to do something. The other wrestling companies wishes they could have done that because I know Impact didn't make any money and ROH went out of business.
Right. To stay on top of that, and I don't want to lose focus, what we're getting at, but he brings up an interesting thing. You start getting some kids that follow these wrestlers and you take them to an event. I mean, come on, man. I mean, $35 for a T-shirt for these guys. I mean, I understand you got to make money and the wrestlers are going to make money and all this, but, are you going to rip off a family that's going there with two kids, 8 and 10 or whatever, that have, you're laying out $70 on this? I mean, you're going to price yourself out. I mean, people are looking for bargains. That's what they're going to start doing. They're going to look for bargains. Now we'll have people tell us next week or whatever, hey, Mark, I went down to the Salvation, and here's what I found. But that, I think it's just ripping people off, especially kids, at $35. If you're going to have kids' shirts, maybe make it 20 or something. But, an adult and kids paying the same price, I think that's a little extraordinary. Any final thought before we put that to bed?
Yeah, I think that's wrong. Across the board, you have to take out a loan to go anywhere, Mark. I mean, I just watched the Batman last night, and I heard people paid a ton of money to see that in the theater. I watched it on HBO last night. I mean, it's already made it. So what I'm saying to you is now it's easier to sit at home and watch a movie than it is to go to the theater, because you go to the theater, you got to pay a lot of money. I mean, no matter where you go for entertainment now, you have to take out.
Carl from Sausalito chiming in. He goes, Mancini, I shop at the Salvation all the time. I got myself a $219 coat for $10. We'll probably run a show, Carl. Hang around. Ralph and I will get a show. Probably call it Salvation Army Saturdays
Salvation
or Sundays.
Army show. Yeah, there you go.
We'll get into that as Ralph
what
and
you
I
can
tear
get
it up.
Salvation
and,
Army. There you go.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. Hey, listen, what's on your mind as we start to, talk about some of these other federations? But let's finish up on the WWE. We talked about Damian Priest. I think he's a lackey with the whole Edge thing. It's going to be interesting who AJ Styles now adds to see who he can put on his side to combat these two clowns. Maybe, it's Finn Balor. Who knows who it's going to be, but... there's a lot of change up on this one. This thing, Edge is a great talker, but Damian Priest reminds me of a stone-faced Indian. Kind of reminds me of the guy in The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest who just sits there and nods when Edge keeps talking. Any thought to that?
Yeah, I'm surprised Damian Priest went in that direction. He was doing real well when he was, U.S. champion or Intercontinental, whatever he was. He was doing real good with that. I thought that he was going to stay in that direction, and now he chose to go that way. Now we need to see where Tommaso Ciampa is going to go, because he came out and did something, on Monday, and we're going to see what direction he's going to go. He may join that faction. You may end up seeing him joining it too, or maybe he'll team up with AJ Styles. I don't know. I mean, we got to see where he's going.
Well,
they don't have any place for him
back,
either right now.
Yeah. When you see Asuka back in the women's thing, that's going to go, with Becky Lynch. We thought Becky Lynch would go face on this thing. It doesn't look like it. So Asuka's in this thing. Lacey Evans is a face. I'm waiting for Bianca Belair to turn heel here, because her sidekicks, the Street Profits, will turn heel here before June, I think. Any thought on the women's, and any thought of Street Profits turning heels?
I think the Street Profits are going to turn heel. They would be better off doing that if the RK-Bro loses the titles. They would be better off as a heel. Also, Lacey Evans, I noticed how she's turned. Now, here's who we have to be concerned about, Mark Bailey. She's on her way back. We don't know which direction she's going to go or what they have in mind for her. That's where we have to be concerned. And it would be good to have Bayley back. They need to get the women's division back. They had their own pay-per-view, 3 years ago? And now it's like nothing with the WWE with the women's division. You see the same old stuff like you do with the men, and it's just another thing after another. And they're still cutting wrestlers and letting them go and stuff.
One of the guys we can get into it, L.A. Knight, you've heard of him.
Yeah, he was from Impact. I can't remember his name in Impact off the top of my head right now, but he used to be in Impact Wrestling. Then he was in NXT. He was in ROH for a little while. He's a good wrestler. He really is. Yeah. Oh, Eli Drake. That was his name. Eli Drake.
That's it. Drake.
Yeah, that was.
And Tony D'Angelo introducing his new muscle on WWE NXT. What do you think of that?
Well, NXT is going to be coming back to being good again because you got Triple H back. Him and Shawn Michaels are running it again. Vince McMahon had his thumbprint on it when Triple H was laid up because of his heart surgery or whatever he had. And so I think now that Triple H is back, I think that NXT is going to start getting back to where it once was, I believe. I believe that to be the case.
Right. We're getting people that are chiming in saying, you know, some matches have to take place at Backlash. One of them is Kevin Owens and Ezekiel. That's from Michael from Bellingham, Washington. Yeah, I totally agree. That one should be added to the card because this
Absolutely.
Thing is a match that a lot of people want to see. Any thought on that one?
Yeah, that would be a good match. What I want to see is Elias show up. I mean, last night, Corey Graves said he saw Elias and he played a tune for him. He said he saw him playing his guitar with a hat out at LAX airport when him and Carmella were on their way back from their honeymoon. He said he saw him.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That's a joke.
You just brought up Carmella.
And
that's a match I like to see is Queen Vega and her get into it at Backlash too. You know that's coming on.
Absolutely.
That was going to come on. You know after they lost the belts anyhow. But yeah, that's another match.
Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan.
I'll piggyback.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. You're going to have that one. That
Theory,
should be at
Theory
Backlash.
Theory versus Mustafa Ali is another one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
he was going to leave
the
company.
Interesting thing, and we'll break this one down. Roman Reigns versus Shinsuke Nakamura. That would be a good one, too. And with Rick
like
Boogs
that.
Out of this thing. You know, Boogs, I think when he comes back, he might go heel here. But, I'm not saying Nakamura could take out, Reigns, because nobody's going to take out Reigns till we get to, The Rock. But I think Nakamura is one of those things, buy a little time. Can we build up the McIntyre Reigns thing as the summer, progresses? And then who knows, you might get another stiff leading up into The Rock and Reigns. But I think Reigns is going to keep this belt all the way to WrestleMania. What's your take on that? And what do you think of a Nakamura and Reigns match?
I like the Nakamura Reigns match. You know, Nakamura's a good wrestler. It's just that he was never given the chance to stay as a champion. Remember, he was WWE champion for a little while. He beat AJ Styles. And then, he was never given a shot to keep that belt that often. You know, they keep on doing these short-term things, and keeping Roman Reigns where he is a good idea because everybody else, they keep on doing this short-term stuff. And it just gets, it gets old after a while because you get excited about somebody having a belt and then all of a sudden Roman Reigns comes in and takes it. And then now he's where he is and everybody likes it that way. They all love him as a heel. So, I mean, I seem to think that they're going to carry that on and the Usos are going to double up on the belts. And I think Randy Orton and Riddle are going to have their match at SummerSlam. Because I think there's going to be some dissension there when they lose again. And, we'll see. They got to do something for this next pay-per-view, and then SummerSlam's coming right up in August. So they have to get, a at least a reasonable card together for that. And they're going to have one more pay-per-view before that, and you got Money in the Bank coming up. So you got to figure out what you're going to do for Money in the Bank. You know, that comes up usually around June or July. So, you know.
Any what's on your mind right now as you wind this thing down to 9 minutes left in this great special?
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about AEW. You know, we talked last time about how AEW has been sort of acting like WCW. Now they're paying all these guys, and Conan had revealed that they're $50 million in a hole. But, you know, you got the Khan family. But here's the problem now. AEW and ROH now may not have a broadcasting channel because I was told TBS and TNT are getting sold to somebody, and they have to convince this new company that's buying out this network that wrestling needs to stay here. And I hope that they don't do like the last company that bought out Turner and decided they didn't want WCW anymore, that they didn't want them on the network or nothing. So, you know, I hope Tony Khan has some kind of a plan, and now he has a partnership with New Japan Wrestling. He has ROH under his thumb or under his umbrella, and he's got all their championships. And, you know, I saw this coming with COVID with ROH because ROH, when they lost Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, they lost Kazarian, they lost all them guys. I knew ROH was going to go down because when I was working security at one of our venues here for ROH, right after they all left for AEW, I saw the crowds go way down. I mean, they used to sell out. You had to wait out in line to get a ticket when they were in ROH. And then I saw ROH start to decline even before COVID. And then when COVID hit, I knew they were going to go down. They just
exactly. One of the guys you talked about earlier on a Facebook thing, and I worked with him in XPW, kind of a bizarre individual, to say the least, was Abdullah the Butcher. That was an individual. Yeah. Kind of a weird
guy. He was a crazy
guy,
man.
Lives out there, and I believe in Atlanta or something, but yeah, kind of a bizarre individual. And I remember him at the time, Abdullah the Butcher, and, you know, great wrestler when he had the skills. He'd always try to bite you, his opponent, if you remembered, and come into the ring and one of those types. But yeah, I think the downfall and what we talk about it, and we're not trying to beat a dead horse here, but I think what the WWE has to do is they got to get into this thing where they had a mainstay years ago where you had Saturday night's main event, you had, you know, the Saturday morning superstars, those kind of things leading up to the house shows. The house shows were great. You'd see a title change or something on a Saturday or something when they'd come to town. And I think they got to get back to that. This thing they're doing now is just so saturated. You don't need 2 hours of Raw on or 3 hours on a Monday night. 2 hours is good. SmackDown's perfect. I mean, the problem here is it's just saturating superstars. Other guys aren't getting the headlines, and they're not giving these guys ample amount of time for the crowd to bite into it and buy into it, and that's the problem. And I think a guy like Vince, it reminds me of a sports owner. If you're putting a piss-poor product out there and people are talking about it and they're seeing that it's not going anywhere, do everybody a favor and just sell a damn thing. And that's what I'm saying about with Vince McMahon. Just sell a damn thing to Fox or something so they can do something with the product. It does no good what you're doing with the product. You're saturating it. It's not fun watching it. People are tuning it off. People are reading the recaps online. They're not sitting up till 11 o'clock watching your garbage show. Any thought to that?
Well,
we could be a little tough here, but we're bringing it down.
Yeah, I could tell you right now, WWE, their attendance is up at their live events. I mean, the Raw here in Pittsburgh basically almost sold out at the last minute because everybody got peanut heaven seats. And I don't understand how anybody would pay. I saw tickets go for $700 for ringside seats. I wouldn't pay for that to go to a WWE event. And the last time I went to a live Raw event, my mom and I went, we didn't like it. It was terrible. It was all talk, no matches. And it was crazy. The matches were horrible. The card was bad. And that was going back before COVID. That was in 18. And I watch Raw just to see what's going on, but I flip it around. And when Monday Night Football's on, I flip it to that. I don't really get into it anymore. In fact, I've gotten away from it a little bit because the product's not there anymore like it used to be. But, their ratings are down on the TV part, but at the house shows and at the Raw events and stuff, they're selling out. So, and maybe it's because people want to get out now because of COVID. They were home. They had to watch it virtually or whatever. They want to get out and start doing stuff, and they don't care how much they have to spend. So, if that's what people are doing, good for them. I refuse to do that. That's just me. I refuse to pay that kind of money or any kind of money, like expensive money for a ticket to go to an event that I'm not going to be happy with.
Right, right. And that's the thing, and I'm trying to get all these questions, and people are just chiming in saying,
hey, that's
a
great
list.
That is super.
Telling me, McMahon needs to sell it, the whole thing sucks. And you're right,
yes.
We've talked about it before. Hey, the last 4 months of the show, you can rant and rave on what's on your mind with any of the organizations out there, and then we'll wrap up this great show.
Yeah, I think Impact's starting to come around a little bit. They got the other half of the ROH guys, the ROH people who decided that they didn't want to go to AEW because they knew it was too crowded. So now they're with Impact. And I got to tell you, this Saturday, and I'm not promoting this wrestling company, but the International Wrestling Cartel has a really good show going on at the Ross Draver Airport at the Ross Draver Ice Garden in Ross Draver, PA this Saturday. They have the Hardy Brothers, or the Hardy Boys are going to be there, and they're going up against, that James White that we had on the show from Blam Wrestling? They're going up against his guys and their tag team belts. And you got Matt Taven there. He was an ROH guy. I met him. And they got Flip Wilson, and they got a couple. They got some prominent. Thunder Rosa is going to be there. So, it's going to be a nice card if anybody wants to go. To that show, if you live in a Pittsburgh area.
Right, right, right.
And the independents, Mark, the independents are starting to make more money because people can get closer to the action. I talked to Trapper Tom Lejergi from Keystone Wrestling, and he told me. He said they're more popular now than they ever have been, and they're all over the place now. You got wrestling organizations, independents coming up here in Pittsburgh now. I think we got like almost six, maybe eight coming up. I told you how many of them there are that I've reached out to, about our show and stuff. And, that's what's going on right now. And it's inexpensive. You don't pay a lot of money. You pay like $20 maybe or 30 to get in, and you can get up close and personal with the wrestlers, and you can go to a meet and greet and not have to pay a ton of money for a meet and greet. So what I'm saying is it's more personal that way, and a lot of people like the independents now. They're making a lot of money now, and plus some of these wrestlers now are in the independents. They'd rather be there than in with WWE or be in a structured environment. At WWE, you can't go to the independents and do nothing. AEW, you can a little bit. If you're with Impact, you can do whatever you want with the independents. I know guys I've seen in MLW that Matt Cardona. He's the NWA champion.
Right.
And once in a while, he shows up at AEW, and he's at Impact. That's what the wrestlers are doing now because they would rather do that than, be a part of the WWE structured contracts and, you got to change your name every other week or whatever. And I don't blame these guys for doing that. And, like I said, the audience can get up close and personal. It's more of an enjoyable thing, more affordable. Families can go. It's more affordable. And, like you said, WWE's becoming unaffordable now. And sooner or later, people are going to stop going. And, I don't think so, though, because, Vince McMahon's still making money. So people will still go, if they like the product, especially the younger
right.
generation.
Exactly.
So the older
let everybody know how they can
go.
Get a hold of you as we wind this thing down with about 20 seconds.
Ralph Williams 737 @gmail.com, Facebook Ralph Williams, Twitter Ralph Williams, and Sports Corner, the way I see it, and Wrestle Talk Facebook page. Thank you all for watching tonight, and be safe, or listening, be safe.
Yeah, next week we'll be back on Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock in the Midwest, 5 o'clock here on the West Coast. Make sure you put it down. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour, special Monday Night Impact with Claudio Rosano. And then at 7:15, 10:15 Eastern, be part of that Tampa show, Peter Blake out there. So Sports Web, great things. And, you know, like these shows across
absolutely.
The board. And thanks,
yeah,
thanks for listening and everybody. And we appreciate it. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports.
My man, Claudio, 9 o'clock. Have
yeah.
a great one.
Yours truly, Mark Mancini in L.A. Thanks a lot.
Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh. Be safe.